Good morning, everyone. We're starting two series that are kind of run together. This one on Sundays is going to be called The Missing Piece, which, if you've read the book, right, you know that this little kid gets born who happens to be Jesus, Son of God, Savior of the world, right? The missing piece is Jesus, or the piece of Jesus. And today we're going to look at how we learn to be peaceful in the waiting, right? Sometimes God, right, you ask for something and God says, yeah, but you're just going to have to wait. And he does some things with that waiting. He teaches us things and he gets us ready for things. So that's what we're going to be looking at in the service for today. The other series that runs on the Wednesdays is just called Waiting. And come on Wednesdays and hear more about that. So God's grace, his peace, and his mercy, I pray, is yours. So this morning marks the first message of both Sunday and our midweek Advent services. And you know, over the past 3 weeks, we've been focusing on the end times, Jesus' second coming. Some of that's a little more intimidating. When we look at Jesus' final return, that final Advent, when he comes in glory and in power to judge the earth, but that's also a time of peace for his faithful, right? All the crazy stuff in Revelation that make the best movies really is for those who reject the peace that he brings, right? Of course, first he came in a little burg called Bethlehem, and he gave that promise that steadies us for his return the second time, and it fills us with anticipation for his birth, and that's what this Advent season is about. And as you may have even noticed already, many of the hymns that you sing in Advent serve a dual purpose. They talk about his birth, and they also talk about his second coming. So that's this Advent season, as we start a new church year, is a transition kind of out of that second coming we were talking about and reflecting back on his first coming as we rotate around through the church year. But these things always proclaim hope, they proclaim peace, and they remind us Jesus has come and he will come again. This series here is called The Missing Piece. Each week we're gonna kind of add another piece to the puzzle that will all be completed on Christmas Day. The missing piece, of course, is the peace that Jesus brings. So we're going to learn about what it means to find peace in the waiting. Isaiah paints a really neat picture. He says this. He says, you will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. And what I want you to see here is something in the original Hebrew text that you miss in the English. It's this. You see what I mean? Okay, yeah. Let me make it stand out a little more, because I really do want you to see this. I know you have no idea what that says. Just so you know, you start reading on this side and go that way. So it says, shalom, shalom. It's double peace. That's the kind of peace Isaiah is talking about. It gets translated as perfect peace, but it really means even more than that. It says, Isaiah is saying, you're going to be kept in shalom, shalom. You will be given this powerful peace, and then another portion yet again. Perfect peace, the kind of peace that only comes with knowing that God is in control. It's not the peace of an easy life or the peace that comes from thinking we're in control. It's the peace that comes from the presence of God. This is the kind of peace that steadies you and keeps you always ready to face the world as it comes. When the world shakes, it tries to grind your faith down. But don't let it, because we have shalom, shalom. We have peace upon peace. On those early mornings when the alarm clock goes off and you have to turn on those lights that cut through the dark and the coffee brews and maybe the truck starts a little harder, or as some found out this morning, the snowblower doesn't want to cooperate, right? It all starts up. The rush starts beginning. And sometimes we feel like we're almost running in the fog. You're running at full tilt, but you have no idea how far to go or even what's coming up. God calls us to something different. This season especially, the Bible says, God, you keep in perfect peace all those who fix their thoughts on you. When our minds are fixed on Jesus, peace begins to settle in over the restless storm that life provides. It's kind of like the jar of glitter. And if I had had more of my own time and a little more, right, peace, I probably would have had a jar of glitter to show them. But what happens when you set it down and stop? You get to have a little more peace, right? It the chaos settles down. Peace, though, is not the absence of problems. It's the presence of Jesus in the problems. So the kids saw this thing about Zechariah, right? He worked in the temple halls. He was a very faithful man, but he was actually getting a little tired. For years, he had prayed for a child, serving God in the temple. And then one day, when he's very old, an angel appears, promising new life, and his faith faltered. He doubted. How can that be? This guy spent his life literally memorizing what we know as most of the Old Testament. He knew God's word. He knew God was faithful. But when it actually came to him, when an angel actually spoke to him, he doubts. But God met his doubt, not really with punishment for doubt, but with discipline to correct and prepare and to teach. This is what it says in the Bible. My son, do not regard the Lord's discipline lightly, and do not become weary of his correction, for the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves, and he corrects every son he accepts. That silence was God's training ground for Zechariah. Zechariah's voice was quieted so his mind could be renewed by the promises of God. Faithful waiting is what trains the mind, like labor trains hands. When the mind is focused on Jesus, it becomes stronger, more steady, more peaceful. When you learn to quiet your hearts before God, you learn to teach that peace to the people around you, even when it doesn't come as quickly as you'd like. When John was born, he wrote down his name is John, and immediately John's tongue was freed up and he could start speaking again. The man who once doubted now declared God's faithfulness, and he sang a song to proclaim the wonders of God. The point is, train your mind. Fill it with the things that are pure and true. When you fix your thoughts on Jesus, he gives you the strength to do well. The Bible has so many verses that talk about that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and the list goes on and on. This training renews your mind and brings stability to your house and from that to your neighbors. The one who practices this peace becomes a calming force around those people who interact with them, right? Our Advent road, today we lit the first candle of that Advent wreath, will ultimately lead us to Bethlehem after centuries of waiting for the Messiah. Adam and Eve were waiting. Adam and Eve sinned in chapter 3 of Genesis, and in chapter 4 thought he was showing up already. They had been waiting and waiting for centuries. And then he came. And who noticed? A pile of shepherds who needed some angels to go tell him to look. Isn't that crazy? After all the waiting, they forgot why they were waiting. The missing piece is Jesus who has come. 30 years after that, Jesus said, "The peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, but not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus is saying peace is not the absence of problems, it's his presence in them. Jesus doesn't give peace, he is peace. When the storms come, remember the one who stood and said to the storm, "Peace be still." You can't speak what you don't have. When Jesus dwells with you through his word and his sacrament, his peace lives in you. That peace guards your minds. It renews your thoughts. It steadies your hands to lead well. So this Advent season, let it be a time to train your mind. Start with being thankful. Gather your family. Maybe grab a copy of the Advent devotions that are downstairs. Take some time to read those with your family every day. Say a little prayer around the table. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't even have to know really where to find things in the Bible. Just start. As you do, that peace of Jesus begins to fill your house and your mind with the kind of peace the world can't take away. In a loud and sometimes angry world, the quiet strength of the peace of Jesus really becomes a sermon to the people around him. So I don't want you to think that in all of this, right, like I've got it all figured out, right? You don't think that you need to have this all figured out immediately. I'm sure I mess up all the time. The point is, you don't have to be perfect. You trust in God to be perfect and for his peace to come. Advent waiting is not empty expectation. The missing piece of your peace is the one who's already come and is coming again. As you wait, let your minds be renewed by the words of Jesus, and then let that, it's up there in the corner again, right? That shalom, shalom, guard your hearts and guard your home. Next week, we're going to see how that peace begins to take root in the relationships we have with the people around us and how we bring that into our congregation here and then how our congregation brings it out into the community around us. But until then, keep watch and train your minds on that truth of Jesus. Amen.